Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunaberdy. With the cost of powering one's home going up, up, and away, I often query others I may know or run across about how much their power bills are. I find different answers from different people, but it seems like there is little rhyme or reason as to the swings in costs that are mentioned. Some are like me and have power bills in the many hundreds. We're talking $600 or more a month in the worst month, which hover around the first of the year. A situation as the kids home during the holidays, the weather is cold, and the small solar array I have generates little power at that time. The combination of the three pushes me into the higher tiers, as the more power you use, the higher that power costs. Sort of like the income tax structure, where you pay more and more as you make more income. The kids use space heaters like lizards, stay up at night and watch TV, cook, and whatever else they do. The forced air heater, which heats the whole house, runs constantly, being winter and all. I scream like hell at both the wife and the kids that the power bill is huge, and to shut down some stuff and put on a sweater, but that doesn't work for long. What I find odd is some people I ask complain about their power bills doubling, yet they still only pay something like $100 or so. I'm like, what? It's not surprising those out of state pay much smaller power bills. I travel a lot, so I ask a lot of folks the energy bill question, and it's usually that way. If you're not in California, you don't think about power bills so much. I've never done a survey, so I may be all wet about the California thing, but it certainly seems that way. In any case, I do run into a lot of people here in California who still have puny power bills, and I just shake my head. How come I have to make war with my family just to keep my power bills under $800 or so, while a friend across town pays a few $100, if that? I call the power folks every so often, and they tell me it's zoning or something like that, and it would take an act of God or Congress to get my rates lowered. Adding insult to injury, I have to use propane and well water, as I am out in the country and not in the city limits, as are many people. So now add in the propane bill, which isn't cheap, then add in the cost of maintaining the water well and powering it, and you have a giant chunk of your paycheck disappearing down the power rat hole. I know we like to blame the power company. Oddly enough, nobody seems to blame the propane company, but they are very close to one and the same, power and propane, so we probably should. All those power plants use gas, propane, sunlight, liquid fuel, and some even burn wood chips and other stuff. And everything the power plants use to make power keeps going up in price with all that other stuff. The bottom line is everything is skyrocketing in price, and this power thing takes up a bigger chunk of my income. I think that power as a necessity is a bit more irritating. It's not like I'm complaining about buying a boat, a new car, or fancy clothes that cost too much. I'm talking about power. It's about staying warm, or cool, or fed, or watered. And that's the part that bugs me. I know there are no easy solutions, and I don't offer any here today except to say we have to get a handle on the rising cost of all things. And water, power, and heat are probably the most important reasons to do so. That and putting food on the table. The remedy to all this might be offered up next week in Money Matters, so be sure not to miss it. That's it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the markets, so you don't have to. Newscast today expresses my opinion only, is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, nor this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors way back in 1979 in California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name is Mark Spielberg.